Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Monday, BT and News listeners. Yes, can you feel my fake smile? No. All in all, I'm kind of happy. Happy as you can be on a Monday, right? Am I right? Okay. Welcome to today's installment of the BT and News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the last day of the month. Yes, July 31st, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. Going to start off with our news, probably to a lot of our listeners in China right now. Thank you very much for listening to the show and using a VPN to get us, but that might be about to change, especially if you're on an Apple device. Yes, Apple is removing all virtual private network services, VPN for short, from its App Store in China. And I'm sure a lot of you are saying, why is this happening? Well, that's because Beijing, communist. Now, we wouldn't want the outside world to get in now, would we? Nah. Of course, we all know the VPNs in China will allow you to bypass that great firewall, as they call it, because so many things in China restrict access to overseas sites. Yep, looks like Apple caved in so they could sell more iPhones in China. What do you want to bet? Tesla, oh yes, has announced the new details for its Model 3. Actually, this happened Friday night, not so much over the weekend, but it did take you into the weekend. Said they are kicking off the production of its first mass market vehicle. Believe it or not, Tesla said they have an estimated about 500,000 pre-orders for the Model 3. That's unbelievable. Of course, that's starting at a price of $35,000. Yeah, so it's actually one of the more affordable electric cars you can get your hands on now. That is, if we ever get our hands on it. As far as the details go, Tesla said it will be offered in 6 different color options. Black, midnight, silver, metallic. Ooh, it sounds kind of nice and snazzy, doesn't it? Deep blue, metallic, silver, metallic, pearl white, multi-coat, they're calling it. And of course, the good old standard red multi-coat. Yeah. Also, they said the Model 3 could drive 220 miles on a single charge and accelerate to 60 miles per hour in 5.6 seconds. Again, we'll be able to enjoy this whenever we get our hands on one. Whenever that'll be. Cortana lovers using Android? Well, you got yourself an update. Yes, Microsoft has updated Cortana for Android. You have a whole new snazzy look now, and you got a few new features, too. With 2.9, yes, that is the new version, Microsoft is giving you pretty much a facelift makeover on your interface, giving you settings which are now easier to access. That has been reduced to 2 tabs rather than 3. I know, not a big thing, but hey, one less tab, one less worry. Other things you're going to get, hands-free calling and texting. Oh, boy. So if you're ready to enjoy these new features, well, you best get your butt on over there to the Google Play Store and get that thing updated right now. And finally, we started with VPN, we end with VPN and Putin. Yes, sad day for VPNs out there if you're in China, and now if you're in Russia. Yes, it seems Russia will ban VPNs in their country. According to President Vladimir Putin, this new law will go into effect on November 1st. Now, of course, this isn't the first time Russia's been meddling with what people can access online. You might remember back in 2015, the government passed legislation that requires user data from Russian citizens to be stored on Russian-based servers. Yeah, remember we talked about that? Then, in 2006, it passed another law that requires telecoms and internet service providers to retain traffic data for up to a year.
We want to know what you're doing, where you're going, and how we can take advantage of it. And you.
Which makes sense with banning the VPNs, because they can't really tell what you're doing, where you're going, and da-da-da. So again, if we have listeners in Russia, particularly you, Vladimir Putin, although you probably won't obey your own law, we feel your pain. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website for the blog, the podcast, so much more. I suggest you get on over there and check it out for yourself. We also have our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community over there at our Slack room. You can find that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a good Monday, okay?
Yeah.
And thank you very much, as always, for listening.